B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I feel like right now the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh. Give me a moment of escape. Make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Hola.
No chase.
I don't think that's right.
That's good night.
Yeah. What's the La Mania?
Buenos dias.
The morning. That's in the day. Good day. Buenos.
Hasta luego.
Auf Wiedersehen. Buenos dias is the correct term.
Why do you trust her but not me?
I don't know.
I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, 2 years of Spanish in college, and like a half a year in middle school.
And you worked...
You don't know, bro.
And you worked at a... You don't know?
You are potted up.
Oh, if I remember correctly, it is buenos dias if it is before noon, and then the afternoon part is buenos... Or buenas tardes.
Uh-huh.
And that goes until, I believe, like supper time. And then at night, it's buenos noches.
Yes. Beautiful. Plus, I watched every season of Narcos, which is in nothing but Spanish.
Yeah.
And you worked for a landscaping company.
That is true.
And they all spoke Spanish.
And they spoke very fast. And by the way, a lot of those guys spoke English. And I know you love this story. But whenever there was a complaint from a customer, nobody on the crew but me spoke English. And I was the only one that had to deal with the angry Karen.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
That's them. You go talk to her. You go tell her. I don't know English. No. Like, we just talked the whole way here about how he's a huge Yankee fan. In English, Karen. He speaks English. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is July 1st. Can you believe that?
June's gone, y'all.
Woo! Another month closer to a vaccine and getting this dang thing out of here, huh?
Or another month, we keep going in the wrong direction.
That's never going to go anywhere else. You going to look at it that way, or are you going to stay positive?
No, we're just going to have it forever.
Yeah. But there'll be a vaccine at some point.
Right. In 3 years.
I don't think 3 years. Dr. Fauci says maybe by January. Dr. Agus says maybe by October. He's very, very happy with what he sees.
Well, I'll just start talking to doctors, too, and quoting them. I'm sure they all have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. What does Dr. Sam think?
We have to get Dr. Sam on. I don't know. I haven't seen Dr. Sam from UNCC Charlotte, our microbiologist, our infectious disease expert.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how about you? What did you do yesterday?
I did a lot of running around. I went to Cornerstone.
Creamery?
No. No. Oh. You know what? There's so many. Oh. By the way, there's so many different cornerstones. I typed it into Google. There's like a heating and air. I'm like, no, I got to go to ear, nose, throat. Cornerstone, ear, nose, throat. ENT. No, I went there. I got an allergy test yesterday, which was pretty cool because it's not as scary. Before, I remember they'd be like, well, they got to put shots all over your back.
Right.
It ain't like that anymore. It's nothing painful. It's just something they do on your arm and you move on. So I did that yesterday, and plus I got enlarged tonsils, so the doctor had a fun time looking at those.
Oh, good.
You know, those always give me issues. But then also, Loren gave me a peace lily for my engagement.
What's that?
It's a flower.
Oh.
I thought that was really sweet
of
her.
That is nice.
Yeah. So whenever you guys want to give me gifts, I'll be waiting.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for the heads up.
Or if you want to save your money and get me a really nice engagement present at my engagement party, you can do that too, which you guys will be invited to.
We'll be bringing our gifts to the engagement party.
Why is he looking at me knowing good and darn well I haven't even gotten Loren a dinner?
Oh, speaking of, have you done Loren a dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how come you didn't say anything? I figured you would have toted Touted it.
I think it was last Thursday, and we were off on Friday, so we did it Thursday night.
Butter Viva Chicken?
We didn't bring it. We had it delivered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same night that we hung out with Nicole, and the same night you proposed.
Wow, okay. That was a big night. It was a busy night for everybody.
Yeah. I'm doing mine next week.
Okay. I said remember to do, like, lunch. You don't have to worry about dinner.
Well, and then my thing I'm trying to deal with is I do want to have an engagement party because we don't have bridal showers as dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have our version of it.
A brodal.
But when in the hell can I have one?
We could come to your house and just all sit outside. No, I mean, how many people do you want?
I want my family to be there, my mom, dad, my sister.
To break it up. You have to do a family one, a friends one.
That's so annoying.
A show one.
I don't like that.
You can try to do what Lauren did and do the Zoom.
No, I ain't doing that.
With all her family.
No, listen, y'all, that was a train wreck. I ain't doing that.
Her family in Pennsylvania didn't know how to work the Zoom. Yeah. Thinking that they're muted, talking about how dumb the whole thing is.
Somebody was playing Mozart in the background, like classical music. I was like, what is going on?
Are you sure that wasn't coming from the chateau from Lauren's house?
And like giggling was happening.
Yeah. But Lauren had a whole production set. I don't think I could live up to that standard.
I like you having an engagement party, and we're broken up into different factions around your house because you have a big yard. So like somebody could be in the area next to your driveway where there's like a little courtyard. That could be the show. Okay. You could put the family underneath the porch.
And then put another group in the backyard.
Put friends over by the shed.
And we can give you guys all categories. All right, group B, filter inside. Group C, back to porch. Group B inside.
Yeah, like
group
camp.
C, yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. I said I want an engagement party.
We want to go out with you. We want to come see you.
I know. I want to have like an open bar engagement party, but we can't do that.
Right? Well, what if you rented like a big, I know it's money, but like you rent like a big place where we can social distance like 30 of us.
If someone's listening to the show and have a big place, holler.
Okay. Holla.
Give it to me for free.
Yesterday was a dentist filled day for me. I had to go to the dentist to get a tooth. So I'm supposed to have a permanent tooth put in, like a crown, but it's not the right shade.
It was too white. They had to yellow it up.
Yeah, to yellow it up a little bit to make it look good, but it was too brown. And I go, my wife would kill me if I walked home and paid for this $1,400 for this brown tooth.
Oh, so what'd they do?
They sent it back to the lab who does the coloring. And my dentist is awesome. He did like a bunch of different pictures of it and like, yeah, he was a little annoyed, so I had to do that, and then I had to take my kids to the pediatric dentist.
Okay.
And my son, Dean, who's 7, is awesome, sat down, knows how to butter up the dentist, was like, you're my favorite doctor that I go to.
And now, why did he do all that?
Wonderful. You have no cavities. Next.
Oh, so that's his move.
Yeah, you know, all butter him up, so he feels bad delivering bad news. And then my daughter got her first cleaning, but these pediatric, any doctor, but the pediatric dentist is just so good and so patient. And my wife's like, sorry that Ruby's crying. He's like, no, I need her to cry. The bigger the mouth, the quicker I can get in there and look at everything.
Mm.
You know, so he deals with people crying all the time. Yeah. And like, I heard this one kid that was getting a cavity drilled, and he's like, it hurts. And he's like crying. And the dentist is just so awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, we're almost done, bud. You're hanging in. You're doing so good.
Now, were you allowed to be back there or no?
Yeah.
I see, my sister wasn't.
Yeah, I was masked up.
Okay.
Me, Dean, and Amanda were masked up. Ruby didn't.
My nieces said, my mom asked my nieces, when are you going to go back to school because of the virus? And she says, 10, when I'm 10. She's like 6.
It's probably about right, according to you.
Yeah. Kids are cute as hell, though.
I pitched something to our neighborhood yesterday because we're all having issues in our homes, and I'll explain what that is, and then I'll explain what my remedy was for it and why the neighborhood laughed at me, coming up in just around 6:20 this morning.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Don't they say, like, there's no bad ideas?
Well, sure. That's what they say to the people with bad ideas. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about our show is whenever we have brainstorming meetings, and we haven't done one like in person in a while, obviously, but like you pitch ideas.
Yeah.
And there's no bad ones. There's only like ones that we can and can't do. Well, my neighbor has a mouse problem. And it's to the point where like the mites are getting into the couch.
Oh,
they're coming
no.
up through the vents.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen to this backstory real quick.
Okay.
He was getting his under the house waterproofing done like you did with
a Dry Pro.
Dry Pro. And
it
Dry
stirs them up.
Dry Pro comes and they go, we're not working in that under your house in that crawl space. There's too many snakes down there.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. So the neighbor goes, all right, well, we'll have the snakes removed. So they call a snake wrangler. She comes and she's like, you sure you want me to take these away? There's like four black snakes down there. They're good size. They're good snakes. And my neighbor's like, yeah, Dry Pro won't do the work if you don't remove the snakes. So she takes the snakes.
Wait,
four
people,
of them.
People would be just okay with four snakes living in their house.
I would rather have four black snakes under my crawl space where I didn't see than 20 mice climbing up through my vents and through my ductwork, because that's what ended up happening. They removed the snakes. Dry Pro comes, sets up his crawl space, which is nice now, but then the mice take over. So I say, we can't get the snakes back, but what we can do is get like a neighborhood cat. Oh, they laughed at me. Just like that. I said, Nicole, you can get a neighborhood cat and we can all feed it, leave water out. Doesn't ever have to come inside. If everybody puts like a little food and a little water out in their yard, the cat will know where to go and the cat will just go after the mice. They love that.
Yes, but you can't go to, and I could be wrong, I just don't think that I am. You can't go adopt a cat that has been living indoors and then put it outdoors and expect it to survive.
No, you got to go find one near
like
a dumpster.
Now, if you guys had a feral cat and it's marked, because feral cats, I think, like have different territories. So, like, the cat has to choose your neighborhood. You don't just choose a cat and put it outside in the cul-de-sac.
Ah. And then I said, what we'll do is we'll just split vet bills on it. Oh, you know? God. That's true. All the neighbors, there's four of us that would use the cat.
You guys can get the neighborhood cat council together to discuss the name.
You guys, we have a catastrophe and we need to meet today.
Cat council, come on. Let's get together.
I have a cat council like in the office. Angela's in charge of the cat council. The cat council.
Y'all can give each other cute little cat gifts for Christmas.
I'll be inside watching TV and all of a sudden I'll just hear. Council alarm.
Yeah.
We must meet.
Emergency meeting. What'd the cat do now?
I thought it was a really good idea. Even my wife thought it was a good idea. She's
really?
Like, pitch it to them. And I did. And then we were having a beer sitting outside yesterday. And I was like, let's just get a cat. They're like,
she set you up.
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I wonder if anyone else has to deal with what Nicole dealt with yesterday. And Roy, you were in here and you brought it up and it was funny.
The log?
No, that wasn't funny. This was
funny.
I know, funny.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Nicole's friend Kylie calls.
Oh, yeah.
And she puts her on speaker.
Get this. So Nicole's roommate calls Nicole and they talk about nothing.
And Nicole, at one point you even go, why'd you call me if you want me to run the conversation?
Yeah, well, like, she FaceTimed me, and I just, you know, sometimes she'll FaceTime me to show me my pets. Sometimes she'll FaceTime me to ask me something or to tell me something, and I answer, and she's just like, hey. I'm like, hey. She knows I'm at work, and the conversation went nowhere, so I was like, what's up? What, you want to just look at each other?
Exactly. And I know a lot of people, and by the way, shoot us a text or jump on the phones and tell us about that person in your life who will call you. They'll call you, not text. They'll call you and you will have to run the conversation. And it's like, if I wanted to talk, I would have reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a reversal because I have a friend who does this. And my brother Kevin does this. You know who I am to my brother Kevin? I'm his car ride buddy.
Oh,
if Kevin has
yeah.
to go somewhere, he calls me while he's in the car. Oh, his favorite radio show must be on commercial. I get the call. And he'll call me and he'll be like, what else is new? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. It's 4:30. I'm with two kids right now.
I think my dad does that move because he travels all across the Carolinas for his work. And so he'll call, like, my mom just to check in.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I know you got to drive 5 hours, but.
Yeah. Here. Let's. Oh, what happened to my tube?
Your telephone tube?
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
All right, Roy, ready? I'll be the friend that wants you to run the conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, man. Doing well. How are you?
Not to say, how are you doing? I said, what are you doing?
Oh, I could. I couldn't tell. I'm sitting here trying to do the dishes.
Oh, okay.
So, what's up?
Not much. Just driving.
Okay.
Figured I'd check in.
Yeah, no, I'm doing the dishes.
What'd you eat?
Well, it's pretty. I haven't ate anything.
Now, you notice how the person on the other phone who called you on the other line isn't helping the conversation at all.
No. And then what we were witnessing yesterday is Nicole wasn't helping the conversation either because there would be these long pauses.
Yeah. What time do you think you'll be home? 7.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at work.
Do you have a busy day planned? Probably be getting out of here for lunch in a little bit. Yeah, I'll take lunch at like 1:30, I guess.
It was a struggle to listen to. I wasn't even on it. And I felt bad for Nicole. 828 says my best friend Adam does that.
It's so annoying.
When someone calls you and you have to run the conversation, what do you want from us? Like, we do it to you guys, our MRL show audience. We're bad at that. We're the ultimate exploiters.
Oh, we really are.
We call you. We want you to call us and tell us funny stories.
That's so true.
Now, the difference is that we'll hit, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners with your story, which is entertaining to everyone. But when you call and you go,
what's up? nothing. Just got home. I'm with the two kids. Yeah, dude, I saw Cam left. Yeah, he signed with the Patriots.
Well, actually, this sounds like a pretty good conversation.
No. Watch the struggle.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't care much for him. Yeah, he did a lot for the community here. That's me. He just never really heard about that.
Yeah, I don't want to drive the conversation.
And I bet y'all do that often, you and Kylie.
Not too much. That was probably one of the first times that she's ever called me, and I'm like, all right, what's up?
Here's another good one. Here's another good move that I just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
We know someone who is in charge of a little baby who would walk around with a Bluetooth in and just talk to someone.
All day long.
I think the sister or the cousin or somebody all day long with a Bluetooth and just be like, so, yeah, I was driving yesterday, and I saw the craziest thing. I saw a dog in the passenger seat with a steering wheel. It was hilarious.
You know, I've had that where I lived in an apartment. They had a front desk reception, and I would go get, like, my package, and I go get coffee. And as I'm walking away, I just heard her go, and listen, I told him, and I turned around. I'm like, excuse me? No, I'm not talking to you. She had the Bluetooth. She was talking on the Bluetooth. So she just sits on the phone all day long.
Yeah, yeah. General rule to everyone, if you call someone, call with a cause, right? Don't make the person who answers the phone drive the combo.
Still to come.
Unless you're calling us, then we demand that you tell us a funny story. In fact, we have two people who are calling who want to do a quarantine court. Jake says Allison begged him for this, asked him for it, did puppy dog eyes for it, and then he gave it to her, and she's not holding up to her end of the bargain.
All right, quarantine court coming your way in 5. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the quarantine court. All rise for judges Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Jake, welcome to the courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, my girlfriend Allison wanted a dog during quarantine, as girlfriends do. So, we got little golden retriever puppy, Sammy. She's the cutest thing of all time, okay? Absolute sweetheart. But the deal was, my beautiful, sweet, kind of can't understand what you're telling her. Sometimes girlfriend Allison was supposed to take care of this puppy. She was going to train this puppy, take it out, feed it, care for it, live with it. But nothing's happened.
You say live with it. Do you guys live together?
Oh, yes. We lived together for a long time.
Okay. So she begged you for the puppy, and she pulled the move that, like, a lot of kids do. Like, mommy, daddy, I want the dog. And you go, okay, it's going to be your responsibility.
That is exactly how it went.
So she's not holding up to her side of the bargain?
No, she's not holding up to her side of the bargain. I mean, the dog chews all on the couch. I mean, obviously, she wants to go outside. She wants to be walked. She wants to be fed. She wants to be played with, which I end up doing. Which causes a little stress on our relationship. You know, she takes the dog to the vet for Sammy, so Sammy can get shots. Then she calls me crying. So I have to go up there to the vet to hold her while she holds our dog, while I guess our dog holds the vet.
That can't be true.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
So what do you want Allison to do? We're going to bring her on here in a second. What do you want her to do particularly?
I just want her to take some responsibility.
Well, let's go ahead and hear her case.
Hi, Allison.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the courtroom. Thank you for being silent and not interjecting. I know that must have been difficult. I'm sure you have your version of events.
Yes, he's been a little bit more of a handful than I expected. But, I mean, we're not really taking into account that, like, I'm off Zoom all day for work now. Literally from, like, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. sometimes. So, yes. I have not gotten to play with Sammy as much as I would like to. I'm just as upset about it. I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah, I probably need to be a little bit more firm with the dog, but so cute, you guys. He's adorable.
Wait a second. So if I'm hearing your case correctly, you don't want to correct the dog. You just want to love and play with the dog. You don't want to train.
You know, I've been really hoping that PetSmart will open up their puppy academy again because a lot of my friends said good things about it. But
did you hear Jake's complaint? Allison, Jake's complaint is that you're not the one walking the dog like you said you were. Jake is walking the dog.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really want to go out at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, A, by myself, and B, we don't have a fenced-in yard. There's not really a kind of safe, open area for her to play necessarily. Only super early at 6:30 in the morning or even earlier sometimes, you know? Like, I mean, I don't mind walking her in the middle of the day or taking her to the park to play, like, but I don't have a meeting or during a lunch break or something. It's the late night and the super early morning and she's, I don't know.
She's admitting that she's like, yeah, I said that. We got the dog and he can do it.
Yeah, he can do all the times that are inconvenient for me and I'll do all the times that's convenient for me.
But we're not talking about getting rid of the dog, right, Jake? I mean, you love the dog. You're just trying to make this work.
I am looking for a peaceful resolution,
okay.
Your Honor.
All right, and Allison, you're not living up to your end of the bargain here. You told, if I understood Jake right, you did everything you could. You sweet-talked him, did puppy dog eyes, and then you got the dog, and now you're doing half of what you said you were.
I guess I'll put it that way, yeah. It does sound like that.
All right, Your Honorable Roy, Judge Roy, what do you think they should do?
Jake, a part of me is like, you know what, dude? Suck it up. Take care of Sammy. Because ultimately what's going to happen in the long term, is that Sammy's going to become closer to you, which will drive Allison insane. And you could be like, listen, I'm sorry, I took care of the dog. If you would do your part taking care of Sammy.
I gave you opportunities.
I gave you opportunities. So part of me just wants to be like, you know what, I'm going to rule in the favor of Sammy. You know, Jake, you just deal with the dog. On the other hand, I do understand that it is, when, especially when you get a new dog, there is a lot of things you have to do, and it is quite a bit of a burden, and every bit of help does help. So I'm conflicted.
I'm not conflicted. I think, Allison, if you can't come to Jake and say you're going to do all this stuff. Like I said earlier, it's just like a kid who wants mommy and daddy to buy him something. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. And then when you get it, you don't use it or play with it. You know, you got to figure out, you got to make up some sort of a chart. And if that's what it comes down to, be like, okay, I walked her in the morning yesterday, so I'll do the night walk tomorrow night. And then you flip-flop, something like that. Does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I work for them absolutely, and I very clearly have let things slip. And you know what? Yeah, we're going to have to make a chart or something.
All right, Allison, you're on probation. For the next 2 weeks, you're taking the dog out in the morning.
And you're sleeping in the crate.
Right.
Jake, does that satisfy you, dude? I mean, that's what we have to do, right?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you very much. I think you're very fair and impartial. Thank you.
Very respectful, too.
Jake knows how to talk to the courtroom.
He knows how to talk to a judge.
He really does. Allison, if we get a hit back from Jake again that you are not doing what we told you to do, which is take on some responsibility and put together a Sammy chore chart, then you will be forced to eat Purina wet dog food on Zoom for all of us to watch.
You know what? I'll take it. Thank you, guys.
And so the court has ruled. It is adjourned.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. KS95.1.
What's something that you had to have but you don't ever use? Or maybe your significant other had to have but they don't ever use? Mine's a water pick. I remember I was researching water picks because I wanted the best, the perfect one. I was going to all of a sudden, you know, toothpick my teeth with the water pick every night. I was going to have the best dental hygiene. My life was going to turn around. That somehow, by the way, correlated to me losing weight. I don't know how that happened, but I had big visions. And then it never happened. It just sat in the box.
You ordered it, never used it.
Never used it. Just sits there.
Did you get caught up by an infomercial or something?
I got caught up by a Black Friday deal. But I have this issue. I do the same thing. Like, I bought the all the Nest products on Black Friday. And I'm maybe using only four of them. But I bought, like, the whole home
store. Yeah, yeah.
And those are expensive. And now I can't turn them back in.
We're bringing this up because we just had a quarantine court where Jake said that his girlfriend, longtime living girlfriend, Allison, begged him for a dog. And finally, Jake agreed to it and she was going to walk it, take care of it. Now Jake brought her to the quarantine court and said, I'm doing all the work here. I'm the one walking it. I'm the one feeding it. I even have to go to the vet to hold Allison while the dog's getting shots because Allison's crying. So the dog, although it was her idea, really, he's the one handling all the details on the dog. What about you, Nicole? Like, what's something that you had to have that you don't ever use?
In the beginning of quarantine, I really thought that puzzles were going to be my thing. I really thought that I would be the type of person to sit there and do it, and somehow it would make me more of an intellect, to make me smarter, make me kinder. I tried one and hated it, threw it off the table and put it away. I bought multiple. I started one, and then I realized that puzzles would never again be my thing.
Yeah, you're not 80.
But
how many pieces?
1,000.
You started at 1,000? You know there's smaller ones you could start with.
Yeah, but they looked more kitty. No. I thought 1,000 was like a good starting point. Yeah,
you didn't want to get the Dora the Explorer puzzle set.
Right. So yeah. I got like Fairytale Land.
The one that clearly is an app, like the one that I have for Ruby, where you put like the apple in the apple and the cow goes on the cow.
It's only 6 blocks, but somehow that really screwed you up.
You have to match them. Yeah. I know. I get what you're saying. What about the guitar for you?
The guitar was a gift. Like a couple of years ago, and to be completely honest, I started lessons and then would stop them, and then a couple months later would start again, and then I got guitar holders, so then they just looked really cool above my TV, and that's where they stood for probably 2 years until quarantine happened, and I've played every single day of quarantine.
Okay.
Well, you know, you guys remember... I bought a whole fancy hand-carved wooden chessboard because Nicole and I were going to get into chess, and then COVID happened, and now we can't play. Although my household's under phase two, if you want to come on over.
Okay, we can play outside with your hibachi grill.
Well, yeah, or inside. But
wow.
But we're phase two at my house.
Okay. A couple text messages. 704 said my husband took up golf, had to buy everything from bags to shoes to gloves, never plays. And I'll tell you what my wife did. I got 3 on the list here for my wife, Amanda.
Let's talk with Mia first, Manny. This is Mia and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's something that they had to have, but they don't ever use? Mia, can you hear us?
Oh, sorry, Roy. For some reason, your microphone was off to
her.
Okay,
but Mia, can you hear us now?
Yeah, hey.
Hi, welcome to the show. So what's something that he had to have, but he don't ever use?
Oh, my God, my husband had to have a boat.
Had to have a boat.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
Well, it would have been, except we live in Indian Trail, so neither lake is close to us. And not to mention, after he bought the boat, he realized his car wasn't even strong enough to pull it. And he never bought a new truck. So now the boat just sits in the side yard, covered up. It's been there for 3 years.
Oh, that's a sin. You are committing a sin just leaving that boat sitting there.
Why not sell it?
Eyesore. Oh, I'd love to, but he won't let me get rid of it.
Yeah, he's going to one day get a truck strong enough to pull it. Now, that's hilarious. That's the other thing I love. I saw this the other day on 77. I saw, like, a Ford Taurus pulling an enormous, like, box trailer, bigger than the U-Haul ones.
Yeah.
It was a white trailer. I don't know what was in it, but the car was bogged down, you know, pulling this thing.
Barely making it.
Didn't they tell your husband he needed a big vehicle to pull the boat before he bought it?
Oh, they tried, but he was in boat heaven. You couldn't tell him a thing. He wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll get it. It'll be no problem.
The other thing you could do is dig a lake out there in Indian Trail.
Just put it out there.
Put it out there. Thanks, Mia. So my wife had to have a steamer, a big actual, like, professional steamer that, like, you know, stores have to steam her clothes and stuff. And now that sits in our master closet, and I hang my shirts on it. Never gets used. It's getting pushed further and further back away from the open floor plan. She wanted this one ring in particular that I went back to Diamonds Direct and bought from Dobie.
Okay.
On a great deal weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
And never wears it.
But she had to have it.
Had to have it. You know what it is, Nicole? She says she doesn't have anything to wear it with. She's got to go buy something that matches the ring. It's like, what?
Do people really look at the ring and make sure it matches the outfit?
Amanda does. Huh. And then she had to have this mixer. Now, this we didn't buy. Her mom had it on her counter, and it is a big mixer, y'all. It takes up a good amount of counter space. So her mom was excited to get it off of her counter to give it to Amanda to bring down to our counter.
Oh, one of them stand-up mixers?
That just sit there?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Those are great, though.
We don't ever use it.
Oh, it's because you don't bake.
Well, no. If we do, you ever get the cookies that are in the package and you just break them out of the package and put them in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we bake.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's a good thing. That's fine for us. We don't use the mixer, and I told her that.
But you never know. What if you want to make pizza dough?
704 says, tell me, I'll buy the boat.
That's what I'm saying. They probably sell for a good deal if it's just sat there for 3 years collecting dust. I don't even live near water. I'll still buy it.
Someone said that their wife had a buy this $800 setup to make T-shirts, and so far she's only made 4 T-shirts total. It was like a T-shirt maker. All right, you guys can keep those coming. Let us know what is it that they had to have, but they don't ever use it. We'll take your calls on that, and we got a Census survey coming up.
It all comes your way coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
He used to call me on his cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on his cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. Is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's time for our Senseless Survey. It's just going to take a few questions. We've got to wrap up your paperwork, okay? Do you know how to spell meteorologist?
Like a meteorologist?
Go ahead.
M-E-A-T-O-R-O-L.
Good.
O-L.
Do you know where, do you eat fish sticks?
No.
And do you like pepper?
Yeah.
What about pepper spray?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, wait.
Ever bought a mattress that wasn't on sale?
Yeah.
How often do you catch salmon in your mouth?
I never caught a salmon in my mouth.
Really? Okay.
Never. No. Uh-uh.
I think you're the first person who... So
really,
yeah. So yeah, I want to. We've got to gauge on how rich you are. Ever use real money when you play Monopoly?
Well, no.
And how often do you go to the fair and order a deep fried salad?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't remember the last time. I don't know if that's the right answer. Like, I don't want to give a wrong answer. So I think. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I bought it.
Ever had to caution a young whippersnapper? Gotta look out for them youngins.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Uh-huh. Are you big and tall?
Yeah.
When was the last time you looked up at the sun?
Probably yesterday.
And ever gave someone a taste of their own medicine?
Yeah. My kids, all that I give to my kids.
You give them the taste of their own medicine?
Yeah. I mean, if they're sick.
Okay. How many kids you have?
Four.
Okay. Well, that wraps up the senseless survey.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, if I cut it short, could we reschedule? Because I have family members that, if I don't want to get in trouble. And
yeah.
If we need to maybe reschedule.
Oh, we got to do the whole household. Yeah. We got to talk to the whole household. What's a good time for you?
Okay. Probably, early morning.
All right. Sounds good, bud. Have a good one.
Do you want my number to get a hold of me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye now.
Oh, great. This guy's going to call DC now. He's going to call DC and he's going to say, I have to finish my senseless bureau.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he won't.
And then they're going to say, where are you calling from? He's going to say, Charlotte. And here we go again. I'm going to get pulled off the air.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This has become a new favorite segment on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Roy's impossible question on Kiss 95.1.
85% of people do this on 4th of July, and it's illegal.
Well, my automatic thought is lighting off fireworks.
That is not the answer.
Okay, so we'll take that one off the board.
85% of people do this on the 4th of July, and it is illegal. What is it?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy's impossible question. If you want to join in, you can call us 704-570-9595. 85% of people do this on the 4th of July, and it is illegal. What is it?
Now, I said, obviously, light off fireworks.
That
is incorrect, so we took that one off the board.
This is Emily and Rock Hill. What you think?
Emily.
Do we have an Emily?
Oh, I'm still here. Okay, I got it.
There we go. What do you think?
I thought people in North Carolina, they go and buy fireworks in South Carolina and take them over the state line.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad guess. Like transporting fireworks over the state line.
Yeah.
Emily and Rock Hill, that is incorrect. In fact, I'll give you all a hint. It has nothing to do with fireworks.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe Gary's on the right track.
All right. We got Gary in Monroe. What you think, Gary?
I think it's shooting guns in the air.
85% of people do this on the 4th of July, and it's illegal. You think shooting guns in the air? Gary, that is incorrect. But that is 100% illegal. I don't think you can do that in the city.
Are 85% of people doing that?
Yeah. Well, maybe up in the county.
Maybe.
All right. We got Tenoy, and Indian Trail. What do you think, Tenoy?
Drink and drive.
That is incorrect.
All right, give us the question again. We'll do a quick run of commercials. We'll come back out and see if we can't get a winner.
All right, 85% of people do this on the 4th of July, and it's illegal.
And what has nothing to do with fireworks. Give us another hint.
Stars and stripes.
It has to do with the flag?
85% of people do this on the 4th of July, and it's illegal. 704-570-9595. No fireworks. It involves stars and stripes.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We might as well stay on the fireworks theme here, Roy.
Yeah.
I have a list from Yahoo.
Okay.
These are the states that spend the most on fireworks. The United States is going to spend around $319 million on fireworks. And the top five states that spend the most.
Alabama.
Number four.
It's going to be Georgia.
Not in the top five.
Really? Okay, then South Carolina.
Number five.
Florida.
Number eight.
Crap. I'm just trying to think of the...
I know, you're doing a pretty good job.
I'm trying to think of...
Middle America.
Who has the most rednecks that's going to go out there and shoot?
Producer Nicole, what was your guess?
Texas.
Number seven. We're looking for the top five.
Tennessee.
Far, no, they're illegal in Tennessee.
They're illegal in Tennessee? Fireworks is illegal in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Can't buy. You got to go down to the state that's number two. How about that for your tease? If you live in Tennessee, you got to travel down
to Louisiana.
No, you have to go through this state before you get to Louisiana.
Yeah, so it's not Alabama.
Here we go again with the map.
Georgia.
Mississippi. Number two.
It does seem like they shoot off fireworks down in Mississippi.
Mississippi's kind of like South Carolina, yeah. And North Carolina's like Tennessee, where we travel over the border to get the good stuff.
Is fireworks illegal here?
Yeah, in North Carolina, you can get the ones that they sell at the teeter and stuff, but the good ones.
The good ones that shoot up in the sky?
Yeah. All right, so Missouri was number one, Mississippi two, Ohio three, Alabama four, South Carolina number five. Between those five states, they will sell an average of $51.1 million worth of fireworks.
Gosh. There's one thing that I know that people love doing. It's blowing crap up.
26.2% of annual firework-related injuries and ER visits occur on July 4th. 26%. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But I find it, too, that more and more people are lighting off fireworks outside of the 4th of July now. Like on New Year's.
Yeah, fireworks.
Amanda was like, oh, fireworks are going to be happening on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess you're right.
I think anytime the family can come together, funerals, birthday parties, just funerals. Light them up. Well, we put Bobby's ashes in this new firework on the new Triple C launcher here. We're going to shoot him up in the sky.
Bobby was a good man.
Yeah.
Put a whole bunch of like Roman candles around his coffin. 42% of July 4th firework-related injuries happen to Americans under the age of 20.
That's a pretty realistic fireworks sound effect you have.
I'm enjoying the show. Yeah. Oh, this sucks.
What's
32%
that?
Of firework injuries happen to kids under the age of 10.
Oh, that's sad.
You know what it is? They pick up the sparklers. Those sparklers drop those.
Oh,
they're really hot.
They are really hot.
This is great. 57% of 4th of July fireworks happen to men. All the injuries happen to guys.
I know. Well, and only 10% of fireworks launched are professionally done. The rest is unprofessional.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's do a round of calls on firework mishaps. And I don't mean like you had an injury because you held on to the dang thing too long and you lost a finger. Like, that's sad. I don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to talk about is the time that you had a firework display and maybe it turned over and everybody had to scatter and run. All right. 704-570-9595. We want your firework mishap stories. I got one to share, of course, growing up. We'll hear from Roy, too. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is KISS.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
We wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595 about your fireworks mishaps.
4th of July is on Saturday, which is going to make everything a little crazier this year, I feel. Especially since we've been all trapped up in 2020.
Yeah.
Fireworks mishaps. And I don't mean like, Roy, we're not talking about you lost your finger. God forbid. I mean, somebody texted in and said that a firework shot off and landed on her wrist and it took a chunk of her arm out.
Oh,
like,
oh my God.
That's sad. That sucks. We're talking more along the line of like what I did. My neighbor and I, back in New Jersey, he had something called an M80, which is like a little stick of dynamite. And just for kicks, we put it in my mailbox to see what would happen. And it blew my mailbox to smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of those wooden mailboxes that looked like a house.
Yeah.
I mean, just shredded it. We were like, oh, my God, we heard that it would do that, but we didn't really expect it to. Oh, my dad was so mad.
All right, let's talk with Alex and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, guys.
Alex, how are you going to celebrate 4th of July this Saturday? Are you going to blow up a piece of the neighborhood?
Probably not this time.
No.
Back in when I was probably about 12, our neighbors were shooting off fireworks down in our cul-de-sac, so I went to go see because we weren't doing it that year. And they had these big M4 mortar shells that you shove into the sky, and one of them thought it would be a good idea to light one of them on fire but just roll it into the center of the cul-de-sac. So when it went off, we all had to duck and cover as it exploded and went everywhere.
Oh. I know. And a lot of these stories are going to start with there was a lot of alcohol involved.
Yeah, I know.
Which
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible combination. Thanks, Alex. My old neighbor lived in New York City. They were illegal in New Jersey and in New York, Roy, but he bought like fireworks on the street and he would bring them to New Jersey. And at the end of the night when his fireworks display was over, which was about an hour in our cul-de-sac,
he would just pour gas on whatever remained, and it all just, like, blew up throughout the night.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we would just hear random explosions throughout the night.
I remember I was in down in Florida, and they had the big, tall buildings right next to each other, like a big apartment complex, and people would shoot fireworks from their balcony to the other side, to the other building. I'm like, that's so dangerous. That's so stupid and dangerous.
Well, the people that are doing it are like, this is the best thing ever.
Like a huge ball of rocket is flying towards them. All right, let's talk with Brian in Concord.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Hey, bud, talking about fireworks mishaps. What happened?
Wow. So I'm always very careful shooting off fireworks. This was about 5 years ago in a neighborhood in front of my house, in front of other neighbors' houses. And had bought some fireworks that come in the box, you know, the nice fireworks shoot off about 10 or 12 or so. And well, it was a little breezy out that night, and the whole box of fireworks actually tipped over and started shooting at random places throughout the in front of the house. And we had ended up with three grass fires in three neighbors' yards.
Three different neighbors' yards?
Yes. So me and some of the family, we started taking off, stomping out little grass fires before anything crazy happened. And, you know, one of the neighbors stepped out of his front door and asked, "Hey, guys, y'all mind to put the fire out in my yard?"
Thanks, Brian.
Let's see. Michelle and Charlotte, go ahead. Tell us what happened.
Well, we were at a friend's house 1 year, and they have a big piece of property, so everybody had their tents with their children and everything. And we were shooting off fireworks out in the distance, and it was all done and over with. Everyone was cleaning up, throwing boxes in the fire. Well, somebody threw a box of some fireworks that didn't go off. So there were bottle rockets shooting everywhere. Everyone was diving for cover.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's one thing when, like, you watch the person who's doing your little amateur display go up and light it. You expect it to come. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's another thing when you throw the whole box in the fire and it all just all of a sudden goes off. That's funny. Thanks, Michelle.
You know, I'm dealing with this thing where I kind of live. My neighborhood's fine, but it's really close to the not-so-great area. And so whenever I hear fireworks, I'm like, is that a gunshot?
Not sure.
I have to really, like, listen to it. I'm like, is that guns?
Last one, Roy.
Nicole and Charlotte, tell us what happened.
So my brother was a pyromaniac and liked to buy the fireworks in South Carolina, all the mortars. And 1 year, he decided to put a bunch of mortars into one container and light them all on fire. Well, they shot out the bottom of the thing, tipped over, caught our friend's pants on fire, and the neighbors who were outside started running, ducking for cover, and it caught a tree on fire.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you hit the pinnacle.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you hit the pinnacle of the 4th of July. Like, after that, you can't celebrate anymore, no. Nicole.
No, we actually never bought fireworks after that.
Yeah, that's it. You've hit the pinnacle. Thank you. The other thing that's as nerve-wracking as throwing a box of fireworks onto, like, an open fire is when someone goes up to light it off and it doesn't go off. You're going.
You're trying to dart up, and then you try to run away, and it doesn't go.
Should I go back?
Should I
go back and light it again? And meanwhile, the fuse is already completely gone. So even if you go back and light it again, you have no time to run away from it. You know what I mean? So you go over to it. I'm showing Roy. You go over there. You light it like, hey!
And you run back.
Right on top of it.
Yeah, I've never lit off a firework ever. I've done poppers. I've done sparklers and whatnot, but I haven't, like, shot off. I've always been too afraid of doing that.
I can't believe it. I cannot. Yeah. We've got to do something next year, 4th of July. I'm writing it down.
Where I can shoot off a firework or something?
Like, go down to South Carolina during the morning show and do your own display.
Do my own show?
Yeah, we'll go down there, set up.
Hey, you remember the place down in South Carolina right there at Carowinds caught on fire and all those fireworks blew up? You remember that?
That's right, yeah, on a random morning.
We came into the studio, we looked up at the TV, and it was a big old light show on the news. Huge fire at the fireworks depot.
704 sent the text message in and said that they bought a bunch of candles, Roman candles, in South Carolina and lit them off. And, Roy, unfortunately, they burned down Pawpaw's barn.
Oh, no.
In Iron Station. Yes, Pawpaw's barn, RIP.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So there I was, bud, Saturday morning, like any good suburban dad, driving to Lowe's,
right,
to get anchor screws. And I'm at a stoplight, pretty busy intersection, and I look to my right, and I see a woman, and I'm going to show Roy. She has her left leg up, dude, on the dashboard, and she has a razor, and she's shaving her legs dry.
Well, driving or just passing?
She was driving, but she was stopped at a stoplight.
Ooh, doing it dry has got to be painful.
Doing it dry. And, I mean, it was a good, like, she was going fast, like, up and down her, back, up her leg, you know, coming up towards the knee. And then she went and repositioned her knee to the window and then started doing this.
I'm always jealous about the skinny people that can easily do that in the car. I'm squeezed in. There's not much moving.
I couldn't tell if she was wearing shorts or like a skirt or a dress or whatever, but my guess was that she was going to like a pool party, going to the lake.
Right.
And needed a quick trim. But that's the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
But dry, though, that would have to leave like, you know, not burn marks, but irritation marks.
Yeah, Nicole, what's the situation if you shave your legs dry? You get really irritated? You imagine, right?
Yeah. I think everyone's skin is different. I don't.
We caught Nicole eating.
I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Eating breakfast.
Yeah, so I guess I could shave my legs dry and it would just be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like even if you did a quick thing, like she was going really fast,
yeah.
But.
Ugh, yeah, no.
It would hurt too.
I saw somebody go up and down. Like they would literally just like sandpaper.
Oh.
They did that. I've seen that. And
why?
I was like, are you psychotic?
No.
All right, let's take some phone calls on this. This is always fun to hear. What's the craziest thing you saw someone doing, either while driving or at least while in the car?
704-570-9595 is the direct line to the studio.
Bill is on hold. He's in Huntersville. He saw a guy doing this. And there's only one type of person, Roy, that would get out of the car and do this while at a traffic light.
Okay.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Made it on the morning show. What did you see someone do in the car?
I saw someone shaving her legs Saturday morning, dry, at a stoplight. 704-570-9595. Someone texted in from area code 980 and said, I saw someone playing a small set of bongos on the dashboard.
Okay, what?
Someone else texted in and said that they saw someone throw their phone out on 485 right out the window.
Oh, anger issues. That's a lose for everyone, bud. You lost your phone. Okay, let's talk with Bill in Huntersville. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man. So you saw someone doing this. What was it?
Yeah. So I was actually at a stoplight as well. And I all of a sudden, the guy next to me, he opens his door, which is always a little alarming, sitting in traffic, opens his door, gets out of his car, and he puts his palms, his hands on like the hood of his car, in front of his car, and he starts doing push-ups. Starts doing push-ups on the hood of his car. Guy does like 10, 15 push-ups, and then just like he just got, you know, just wrapped up. He just looked right at my car and was like, ah! And got back in his car.
What?
You know, in time for it to turn green. Yeah.
He screamed at you?
And got a quick. Well, but like he had like a pump at the gym, you know what I mean? Like not that, just like pumped up.
Yeah, he had a lot of energy.
Okay. Oh, he's on something.
You think?
Yeah, he's on something.
He was definitely like roiding or something.
Yeah, you don't just pop out of the car to do push-ups at a stoplight and then shout like a crazy man.
Yeah, that's D-Bag Central right there.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Was he the only one in the car? Is it possible? Because my friends and I used to do this growing up. We would bet each other to do silly stuff at traffic lights.
Or a TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was actually by himself in the car.
That's even worse.
It is worse. Was he shirtless?
Yeah, he was by not shirtless. He had on one of those, one of those, like, super cut tanks. Like, you set it on your own.
The workout thing. Really
like one of those.
Oh.
Yeah, like a little bitty top strap.
Oh, was it you?
Roy? Was it me shooting out there doing push-ups? Yeah. I can assure you not.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day. Oh man, can you imagine seeing that? That would, and then the guy turns to him and goes,
"What?"
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
lookout for the Kiss Suburban today, especially if you're on 85.
I'm stoked, man. We're gonna be driving through the Carolinas, going to Mount Holly, Gastonia, Lincolnton today.
Yep, we are dropping off the signs that we love so much and that are gonna look fantastic in your front yard. They say a frontline hero lives here. Brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. And of course, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We're gonna be delivering the signs all summer long. We told you that. So many people have entered, Roy. We have so many signs to deliver. And I actually have someone on hold. Her name is Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura's in Lincolnton. And Laura, we're coming to you today.
Yay! I'll be at work. I won't be here, but I'm going to love that.
That's fine. We'll be like Amazon. We'll leave it right there at your house. Take a photo of it, text it to you. It'd be a wonderful package.
I love you guys.
Laura, remind us, did you nominate yourself or did you nominate someone else?
I nominated myself.
What do you do?
I work for Home Instead Senior Care. I do a little bit of hospice and a little bit of Home Instead.
That's fantastic work. And, of course, you dealing with COVID-19, you got to be very careful, not only for yourself, but for the patients you're working on as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's probably a good thing that you don't see us. You know, you know what I mean? We're infected.
Are you?
No, we're not really infected.
We just got tested 2 weeks ago.
I know, but you know what I mean? She don't know us. She don't trust us. I don't blame you.
I trust you guys.
Okay.
Let me just give a heads up to Joseph, Sarita, Charlotte, Teresa. These are all some of the names that we're dropping off today. Roy's coming in. He wants to kiss you.
Hey, listen, I saw some of the photos. It's hard to take six photos and be 6 feet apart from each other.
Yeah, it is. But do we have your – now, how would you like the sign? Do you want the sign – you want us to put it in your yard? Or do you want us to put it at your front door? I hear you have a dog. I'm a little nervous of the dog.
Oh, they're little dogs, little palm trees, and they're inside. You can put it on the front door if you want, or in the yard. It doesn't matter. Surprise me.
Okay. Because, Roy, with our luck, we'll put the stake in the front yard, and it'll hit the hit their cable line. Or
yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't.
Laura, you think we're joking, but that's what our like corporate people, you know, the lawyers that go to school for 80 years to learn about law, we go. Yeah. They go, how are you going to deliver these signs? We don't have promotions people right now. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. A lot of those people are furloughed right now while there's not much going on at the station.
So we're like, we'll go.
We'll deliver them.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you deliver them, make sure they put the signs in the lawn and not you.
Exactly.
Well, I want to do it. What do you mean don't let them do it? I want to do all the hard work. No. If you hit anything, it comes back on us. Like, what? Anyway, Lauren.
People love suing.
Yeah.
They're so happy.
When you get home from work today, there'll be a sign that says a frontline hero lives here. And it's going to be for you.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. I'm not going to cry.
Oh, don't. Well, send us a picture of you standing next to it, okay?
And to be clear, Laura, you're the best. You're the frontline hero.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, Laura. Thanks. There she is. That's someone who's going into people's homes. Her job can't pause. She's been doing it since March.
Mm-hmm.
Going in and taking care of people in hospice care and elderly people. So, Frontline Hero Lives Here signs, they'll be delivered all summer long. We're delivering about 10 of them today. So, we'll be in the Gastonia Lincolnton wing today.
Also, if you know any good restaurants up that way, send them to us, text it to us, because we're going to have to find some good lunch food. I'm really excited because I don't get to go up that way much often.
I know. It should be fun. If you see the Suburban, honk your horn and flash your lights, too.
Yeah.
The KISS vehicle. All right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Do you have any idea what WD-40 stands for?
I thought it was just the chemical compound that was inside of it. Is that not right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It stands for Water Displacement 40th Attempt. That's how long it took manufacturers to figure out the recipe.
40 tries?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I got a whole list over here. You want to go through some of these?
Of what WD-40 fixes or?
No, of like what each name means. In other words, like CVS.
That is Consumer Value Store.
Whoa.
Yep.
How'd you guys know that?
Because it's weird.
And we've literally already done this.
What about Pam?
I just thought it was a girl's name who made it.
Product of Arthur Meyerhoff.
Oh, that's a horrible company name. Thank God they called it Pam.
M&M's?
Isn't that the same thing? Named after people?
Mars and Murray, the last names of the candy founders.
Okay, I was going to say milk and something.
What about Taser?
Taser?
Yes.
Like a Taser gun?
Yeah. Any idea where that name came from?
Well, I just thought maybe it was... I don't know.
I'll tell you. Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle.
Really?
What?
That's
yes.
it?
Yes.
I just kind of thought it's like the noise it makes. It's like, tase.
Yeah, I thought maybe you... For some reason, I thought maybe you were right.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the same thing, like, too.
Taser.
How about Yahoo? It's not just a crazy name.
They were really excited when they came up with the technology, and they went, Yahoo!
This is why women are superior.
Do you know what it is?
No, but I'm not speaking like that.
Yahoo stands for yet another hierarchical official oracle.
Oh, my God.
What?
Mm-hmm. Hierarchical. Yet another hierarchical official oracle. Yahoo. By the way, this is from RD.com, so I have to believe this website. Mm-hmm. How about Aflac?
Aflac?
Mm-hmm.
No clue.
I don't know either.
American Family Life Assurance Company.
Oh, that's like Geico.
What's that, Geico stand for?
Geico is the government's insurance.
Nope, it's not insurance. Yeah, well, it is. You're right. You're missing the E, though.
Oh, Government Employees Insurance Company? Yeah, it's something weird like that.
Interesting. And here I just thought these were words.
Right?
Yeah.
What about GIF or JIF? See, this is why you're wrong about the pronunciation.
It's GIF.
It's mm-hmm. GIF.
Yeah, it's a GIF.
We used to say JIF.
No, it's a GIF.
You say JIF.
Eh, whatever.
And you didn't do it as
no,
a joke.
No, does.
I do not. I say GIF. I said JIF because of him. He built it into my head. It stands for GAF, Graphics Interchange Format.
Jif is the peanut butter.
That's Jiffy. With a J. GIF, what you send on your phone, stands for Graphics Interchange Format. Okay. So I don't want to hear you say send me a Jif anymore.
Okay. I don't think I do.
Let's see. What about a Nerf? Like a Nerf ball?
I just thought they kind of looked Nerfy. You know, like if you look at it, it looks like a Nerf.
Stands for non-expandable recreational foam. And enough of you guys just taking what it is and making a name out of it. Like, get more creative than that.
Yeah, they're just taking the acronym. They're just taking the scientific thing and just making it an acronym. And then we're thinking that's like a cool product.
Yeah, it's like the third one we've read. Now, TCBY, you guys know.
That's the, I don't know that one.
The country's best yogurt.
Oh, okay.
TCBY, but it used to stand for this can't be yogurt until the company was sued by I Can't Believe It's Yogurt, a rival chain.
Yogurt's just meh to me. I prefer the real deal. Give me the ice cream.
I thought you didn't like ice cream.
I like soft serve ice cream. And I found this wonderful place called Rita's, and they have wonderful ice cream. They're a chain. So
okay.
It's not like the plug actually did much, I don't think.
There's something, you guys, called Ben and Jerry's. This ice cream is fantastic.
AF if you follow them online.
Fantastic ice cream.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, James is on the phone, Roy. James says that you are right about something that I just called you out on. Go ahead, James. What was it?
So the guy who created the GIF, his name is Steve Wilhite, when he won the Webby Award for it, he said in his speech, it's pronounced GIF like peanut butter.
Now, we just said, according to this website, RD.com, GIF stands for Graphics Interchange Format, which means you would pronounce it, because graphics starts with a G, GIF.
So that is true, and I've had a debate with my friends on this before. And so there was a lady who's, I don't even know her name, but she's like a linguistics kind of person. And she said in time it will probably become GIF in the future. But as of right now, as long as that dude is still alive, we should probably still pronounce it GIF.
I mean, hey, he created it, so it's GIF.
Yep.
Now, Roy says GIF.
I think I say both, really.
And, He says, yeah, GIF. And then all of a sudden he went back and said, I don't say GIF. Now that you've just heard
his argument. Are you back on GIF again?
I think I use a GIF. I don't know.
What do you say?
Personally, me?
Yeah.
I say GIF.
Really?
Partly because it's fun to argue about it.
Dude, you must have been going nuts when we were talking about it a little while ago. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for the insight, man.
No problem.
See, bud.
When am I going to realize not to argue with a Harvard graduate? I don't know.
Well, I didn't get through the real deal. I just did the certificate program, if that makes you feel better.
You did it online. You got the business school. And by the way, all college kids have done at least a semester online.
I know.
With COVID-19. You're no different.
You know, I had to help them because we were one of the first that did online Harvard Business School online, and it was only for this program that I was part. Well, they had to roll this thing out to all the students because of COVID. So they called the previous alumni, if you will, and said, hey, can you do video conferences with our professors and teach them how to teach the, you know, the degree students how to do this?
So as an alumni of Harvard University, you jumped in and said, I would love to help.
Man, I helped about 7 different professors do the online teaching.
Look at the alumni over here.
I taught Harvard professors, just so you know.
That might be worse than, like, Maney name dropping when he's like, oh, yeah, I just had a conversation with Cody Zeller yesterday. Alumni, if I will.
What? I am. I still get the discounts in the student shop. They invite me to come back on campus whenever I want, and I help train the professors.
Come back on campus? You were never on campus. Your campus was the bedroom at your home.
They still invite me. I get reunion invites. How about that? Every year in May, we're supposed to have a reunion.
You haven't even had a one-year reunion.
They do it annually. They do it annually where the students get back together.
What are the colors?
Maroon.
What's the name of your sports teams?
You are no alumni.
Let's see. Harvard is they're not Spartans. Hang on, I'm not wearing the shirt. Let me look it up.
No.
Don't look it up.
If I had a guess, they're nothing cool. I doubt they're anything cool. It's Harvard. They're not known for their sports. They're known for their smarts.
Oh, wow. It's not cool.
The nickname is the Brainiacs.
Yeah, that's their mascot.
Yeah,
it's
a giant brain.
The mascot's a pencil.
It's a human.
It's what? Actually, aren't they the Crimson, just like Crimson Tide?
No,
Crimson.
Their mascot is John Harvard, the Pilgrim.
Right, but I think the name of their sports team is Crimson.
That sounds
Harvard
right.
Crimson, I thought.
Don't hate on me because I'm smart enough to get into Harvard and then teach the professors on how to work the online computers.
Hey, if they taught you how to do the senseless survey, we're all in.